Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande, the journalist with the green hair, and as usual, I am not alone. I'm joined by
Khumotso Mkhanedi, the guy with the black hair.
Come on. Oh my God. Why do you guys want to steal my tagline so bad? There is no such thing. My goodness. Anyway, if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, but most importantly, it is Friday. Okay. Actually, this took place yesterday. So there's an event that took place at the Constitutional Hill, which was Africa Rising Music Conference. It had the likes of Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Jack Perrell, Retabile Khumalo.
Don't forget Gigi.
I was gonna end with Gigi because we spoke to her and she spoke about how she likes to, or she aims to elevate women in the music scene. I am a big fan of everything that Gigi does because just her energy is pure. So I have nothing bad to say. And shout out to her, actually, for releasing her latest album, Doves and Scones. It sounds the part. It sounds like something that hip-hop needed somewhere.
I don't care about her music. She's
you
hot.
You just like her. So, yeah.
She's hot.
I'm trying not to go there with you because I know that's exactly what you're going to say. Okay? Because utatiwe. Okay. Mm. Somebody else in the music space, though, uthathiwe naye. Okay. Udekabo. In case you had a crush on the man, he's officially off the market.
I'm straight. I'm looking at Gigi.
Okay.
Yeah. Fella.
Okay.
Let's make this show about Gigi.
And we know how Rizin goes. Let's continue. So, DJ and producer Dekapo and his partner Nale have made things quite official. They tied the knot recently, and Dekapo took his timeline to share some videos from their wedding ceremony and all the traditional stuff that happened. But he was promoting also a song at the same time. It's called Phakathi Lami, and I think Dekapo's music always just sounds very nice and it has that African feel, I guess, courtesy of Africa Month. Is it Africa Month?
Yes, Africa Month. Africa yes. Day, it's on Sunday, Sunday 25th.
Oh, nice. Okay, yep. So kudos to him. Congratulations to him and his pew. Can you really sing a Dekapo song? I can't either. But this one has Mahu somewhere, so maybe it will be more memorable.
Mahu.
I'm not, no shade. I mean, we know he's an international. No.
Yeah.
One thing about Dekapo is he's quite talented. Of course, that's why he's been nodded by the likes of Black Coffee. That's why he's been able to travel across.
And a Black Coffee, umunkila salimnyani, that boy. I think around 2012, when he was frequently in Durban. Umunkila salimnyani, at least now, sahudile.
Yeah. So, yeah, kudos to him. We mentioned Mahu, though, so we might as well go into that one. Mahu is now coming under fire in some shape or form. She has been served.
Yeah, she's
if you
been
can
served.
Put that. And this is by an entertainment company. Give me 2 seconds to find it.
Blue Screen Entertainment.
Come on, Blue Screen Entertainment. And this is because she called them a scam?
She called the founders a scammer.
Why?
They had the back and forth with the trainer with regards to the booking fee. Not the booking fee, the flights. Like Mahu was performing go pre-party Metro FM. Mm. And so she was scheduled to perform go Durban Music Festival. Mm. So when they were communicating through her manager, Ubudise manager, her, she doesn't have time to busy explaining herself, got traveling arrangements with the scammers.
Mm.
So, yeah. And I think we've got the voice recordings as well. But yeah.
Let's listen to Mahu.
So the situation is it's impossible for any flight to be changed due to when, well, professionally with artists as a manager, when you know your artist has a gig the day before or on the same day before where you need to be, you need to communicate that, as every artist has done that already. So it seems as if like your manager did not communicate any of that for the flight to be booked on the correct time. So on my end and the team's end, it's really impossible for any changes to be made because every artist knew about that and they had communicated what they had to communicate due to them knowing their schedule. So as us, we won't know who would book you the day before or on the same day. It's only fair enough for your manager to communicate that so we can know that there's no faulty, like a situation like this happening. So on my end, there's nothing much I can do unless you, what I'm hearing is that unless you have to change the flight on your end with the details that you have and we can take it forth.
Okay, that's that and that. I think one thing that we're learning, I think, especially with recent stories, is just don't run your mouth all willy-nilly, especially if you don't have the bucks for it. I mean, I think I don't know. Actually, I've never seen her bank account, so I don't know. But she seems to have quite a bit of money and she is at the prime of her career. So, of course, I think she can back herself up with a good legal team. However, I think sometimes before you speak, just be careful, I guess, if anything. And of course, maybe these people also blue screen probably want to take her to the cleaners because they understand probably what's in her bag, how much is in her bank.
In the bank, yeah.
Yeah. So that's that on that. Yeah. Somebody else who also has money, though, we'll move on from that because story's a bit all over the place. Lala Tugzin's bank account is definitely... Oh, wait, that's not even his song. But either way, there we go. He made a plan because he was like, okay, I have been getting gigs in Joburg. And you know what? Every time I come here, I have to book a hotel. That's not working for me. I can understand that I'm definitely just draining money. He decided to purchase a home in Johannesburg. So he's saying he is not just only based in Durban, but also in Johannesburg. Even his studio is. And I'm not telling this. So I'm not saying this so the criminals can come. I'm just saying that, hey, he's actually doing quite well. Let's have a listen.
Studio Sami. Ne passi senza colli. Ya bonj.
Okay, okay.
But it makes business sense.
Yes.
Because I doubt Rui Tugzin has ever played Golimpopo. At least when Ali Mojobek, he can maneuver and go to Limpopo, Mpumalanga, plus Gama Kere, Ukachurke Central, yeah, entertainment industry in Twin, Joburg. You can get booked Free State or Northwest or wherever. So okay. I think it makes business sense. And Devon, you need to fly with his team, the side, and I think Team Yaha by guy five. So when he needs to book, that means he needs to book for all of them.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree with you. And you know, Amapiano is quite in demand in as much as DJ Speech is not convinced that he thinks that Amapiano is dying out and people are getting tired of it. No, the demand. True. You agree with that?
Yeah, true.
No, I don't think.
Amapiano is annoying.
What? Do you, what?
Serious.
What
annoying.
Is happening?
It's annoying. Serious.
Okay.
Serious. Like, it's too much. Like, I'm tattoo. Umuntu serious, umamela amapiano.
Wow.
Serious.
I mean, I'll admit, ne, if I'm on a date with somebody, I will withhold the information. Or rather, I will just what word am I looking for? I will omit the fact that I listen to amapiano because it's quite a it's an easy turn off to say that, like,
thank you, thank you.
Yeah, but also because I go for older guys, and older guys don't listen to my piano. Like, they don't, like, what is a 40-year-old doing listening to my piano? You know?
Okay.
Yeah, they don't. No, they don't. They just really don't. So that is the reason. But I think amapiano is definitely a, like, it's a good genre. You know, you can exercise nicely listening to amapiano. You know, you don't want to go to the club. Okay, nobody goes to the club. You don't want to go out somewhere. I don't want to say where. And listen to, and not listen to amapiano. Amapiano is a vibe. And I think,
and
even Grom.
And the certain establishment, the club, mm-hmm. they just cater from amapiano from mm-hmm. start to finish, from 10 until 6 or 7. Yeah. Amapiano felt like, yo, too much amapiano for, and the refreshments that do, like,
oh, yeah.
So Mamela, no, let's, okay. Let's try. Maybe jazz a bit.
Wow. Okay. I think amapiano is definitely still in demand, more especially because of the hype that is overseas. And that's why, even though this side we are so finished and done with Scott's Mapuma, he's still able to jet off and go continue his career elsewhere. So
Scott is a pumile vene. Want
Hey, I wanna know actually how do you feel about Big Zulu? Like, as a musician, are you a fan of his music? Are you a fan of his brand? What is your take on him, really?
Lipinate sharp.
Okay.
But the most lipinate kiri mamelanga tsa Big Zulu shortly after Imaleni. Kiri pinate tsa one abe emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, like konali ayi nzengle lezakwe. Baba nami ngifisa ukuphumelela.
Okay.
Yeah, that song is actually, when you said you can be in tears,
oh, shame.
So,
if
yeah.
I can understand.
Serious. Oh, so, okay, yeah. But on a night, I'm not too sharp. I think the brand is sharp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay, so.
But next year, has he moved to go hip hop? Because. As a totally album, a straight hip hop from in.
Right.
Okay, in a lubu maskandi, then those traditional music, it's one of the most chav and so on. But Akitore, has he moved from the genre itself to maskandi or Akit, whatever music is he doing now?
Yeah. So, I mean, his latest album definitely does have a bit of hip hop. He definitely took all the stars that are quite popular right now from, okay, Sir Trill, who kind of fell off in terms of just went MIA and is hard to find, but he is on the album. He also got Usi Maimani and just some really good artists there. He also has Ubanlo, Wenzumlandolo, okay, Utos as well on the album. But hey, okay, I feel like his album is good. Okay, I respect his brand and whatever it is, but I'm not that much of a fan, right? But the reason why we speak about Big Zulu is because a fan went so far as to tattooing his face on her body. And I'm just like, the loyalty there is on just another level. I don't know if I would ever tattoo anybody's face on my body. In fact, I don't think I'm a fan of anybody that much, to the point where I would actually go as far as tattooing anybody's face on the body. So anyway, he went as far as obviously reacting to this because he was also just as shocked to say, oh, I don't know what to say to this. But anyway, this is another type of love. And of course, the Inkabi Nation keeps on rising. We'll move on from that. So, of course, there's been a lot of celebrities in pursuit of physical perfection. Celebrities have taken drastic measures from opting for surgical procedures to enhance their appearances. So now, media personality Shamiso Mosaka is the latest celebrity to get cosmetic surgery. And she went as far as jetting off to Turkey. That's where they all go, apparently, most of them. I don't know. Maybe Abanadi Nambata Brian Munaisa. But anyway.
Ah, Nambata Brian Munaisa. You'll end up in a relationship, eh?
Well, we'll move on from that very quickly. She jetted off to Turkey to get a Brazilian butt lift. That is a BBL.
BBL is showing Brazilian big butt.
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, butt lift.
Yes. So she said, well, I guess I saw her body, right? And I'm not trying to come for her in any way, because of course we love our bodies in whatever shapes or sizes. But I'm trying to just depict the difference, the before and after. With her body, she had just hip dips. So she got like curves a bit and a bit of like that butt lift. They took away from her midsection and to fill those other sections. So she seems quite happy. I don't know what you have to say about that. Actually, I don't think I should allow you to speak. I'm so afraid what you would say about like just women and this, their bodies in general.
Is this BBN?
Yeah. Do you see it? But it's quite, you know, it looks very natural. And in fact, I think I like this one more than anything, because if you think of like Uwa Andy from My Body Works For Me, her cosmetic procedure just looks too unrealistic for my liking. And I understand she was quite a voluptuous woman, but she didn't have to take all the fat. I think some of it could have been tossed out, but I guess that's what she wanted to do. She took, you know, all the fat out of her belly or midsection and put it on her curves.
I've seen Shamiz.
Yeah, and I think that looks pretty natural. It's not too bad. I think the aim with these cosmetics procedures is don't go too far off from what you really look like, from whether it's with your face or with, you know, your body. I think it really looks quite natural and it still looks good.
I'll stick to the navel, Shem. I'll stick to the navel.
Who's the Mulaisani? Wabona rata bomang.
Dineo kentanga ushap.
Okay. Now we know your type. We know your type now. Anyway, moving right along. It's been like 3 years since we lost Uzahara, the legend, the icon, Uloliwe Wetu. She died in 2023, just after a short illness. Of course, her family remains distraught over her sudden passing. Just recently, rather last Friday, they went to the gravesite and just to clean it up and just to put fresh flowers and all of that. But what they discovered is that people babega impepho ongathi bayathandaza lapho bayenza into eyiningi. So we spoke to the sister. She says they just want to be okay, I guess, get some money in order to put a fence around the space. Let's have a listen.
We wish to make a yard for that grave, to build something that will protect it, because the problem is people just go there and do whatever they want to do. Some pray there, some burn impepho there on the grave. There are lots of things that they are doing on the grave. But once we are fine with money, we'll build something as a gate, but it protected that grave. It's not fence, we're cleaning the grave, it's us. It still feels like yesterday, the fact that Zahara is no more, she has passed away. Still unbelievable. We are still grieving for her.
Well, that's that on that. I think we're going to trend with, is it just me? Yeah, kuna trend when it comes to the gravesite. I think the weirdest things happen there. You know, I always fear I imagine myself just walking there at night, not walking inside, but just passing the place. I feel like I would definitely make a U-turn and go the other way around. And that is obviously an unrealistic fear that I have. But that's because I feel like I will definitely see weird people doing weird things at the cemetery. Because what are you doing on Zahara's grave with your mpepo? What are you doing? Are you conjuring her spirit? Like, I'm really wondering what people are doing.
What is that? Spirit. Like, some dark setup. But just that I don't have a correct English translation now.
Okay.
Maybe you, I think I might be wrong. Maybe you, someone passed away, go Rea Vaya bus station.
Okay.
Then family translated from Lata.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm thinking, maybe they might want to do such things as well.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I feel like the spirit is gone. Yeah. It's been 3 years. What are you collecting? But anyway, of course, that's quite controversial because, you know, people go to the gravesites and still believe people are there. That, we're not going to touch that spiritual stuff, which we're not going to get into. But moving right along, Ulusandra Majola says she's not going to stop recording music. But she's trying to get her eggs in different baskets, and therefore she's joined Uzalo.
She's super talented. I think I once interviewed her. She was, I think, Nalco Metric 2018. She was destined to sign under Touch Africa. Touch Africa, Kiabo Naima K. So then I got a shock. I got a snapesara, but I was in Uzalo. So I think we need to revisit stories of musical genius. Hi, then we'll get more information. But okay. Diana, she I know as a singer than actress.
What does she sing?
Afro,
one song.
Afro train, Afro pop.
Okay.
But that time, it was a long time ago, 2018. Yo.
Yeah.
But now it's a collab, Lena McKay and some guy, but Prince M. But go touch Africa. Nelko studio, DJ Dust, go to Devonport, go Devon. So, yeah. But
okay.
I think we'll revisit stories of music genius.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, the fact that she's on Uzalo, I guess she's doing something. She's putting in the work.
And she's a model.
She's gorgeous. Mm. That I can definitely say. And I definitely should go on YouTube or something and go try and figure out what she actually sounds like. But we'll move on from that. This week, we did have Umbali Nkosi in studio with us chatting about, her music career. Because today, she actually just released a song, Elements, or rather, not a song. There's a debut. She released her debut EP called Elements. And she spoke about her journey in music. She went from being an actress, because she's done with that, into the DJ space. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Honestly speaking, when I was thinking about it, I've got this idea, because I'm a very ideas person. I was like, I've got these ideas and I have this dream. I want to have an EP called Elements. And I want each song to be a different element of the elements of the universe. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, you know, like earth, air, fire. And they're like, and they're like kung fu earth. And I was like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But now imagine if every song worked onto that. Like if every song, if you're saying it's earth, the songs are deep, they're powerful, they're grounding, they're strong, they're nourishing. If you're thinking fire, it's fast, it's passionate, it's, you know, like that sort of thing. If it's water, it's flowy, but can also be fast, it can also be slow, it could be smooth, like what water does. If it's air, can it be dreamy, can it have lots of percussion instruments? And I gave them this idea and they're like, whoa. Let's start. And we like literally sat there and we started listening to different beats and different instruments and seeing how we could play into things. And we created these beats with the most talented producer, which is Spice Drums. And we sat there and we worked on these things together. And then after that, that's when we decided, hey, why don't we then find the vocalist? So that was one of the biggest highlights. But also the most exciting highlight was the meeting of the vocalists who are going to be part of the EP, which is like one of those things where it's like, okay, cool, let's try and do this.
Alrighty, right before we get into what are you watching, my favorite segment of the show, we got to talk about what's been making news, because I don't know if you've been watching The Mummy Club. I don't know if your girlfriend is, or your side, or your something, your somebody. So the Mummy Club had their reunion just recently. The first part of it went up and Pilati was not there. Okay, so let me paint a picture if you haven't been watching. So what's been happening on the Mummy Club, it's just been a mess. Okay, that's the first introduction that I can give you, because I think when I think of the concept of the Mummy Club as a reality show, I imagine that there'll be just a lot of mummy content, more than mothers really fighting each other. But it seems this season, which is season 3, has been mostly about that. There have been women just going at each other. I mean, words, like very derogatory words were thrown around. There was bullying that also took place. And Upiladi was called a lot of names. I don't know how, maybe I can maybe sing the song. We're going to a Pretoria. She was called that. She was definitely called that. And they literally put it as such. And not that I'm endorsing it. I'm just still catching you up as to what's been happening.
I know translation. I'm going to. Okay,
exactly.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. So because she was called that because she on the show revealed that she one of her previous relationships, she was dating a married man. And of course, Mrs. J had to call her out to say, what the hell are you doing? Is it really her business to do that? No, because apparently they've only been knowing each other for 6 weeks of shooting. They don't know each other mm-hmm. at all. So yeah, there was just a lot of just things thrown around. And Upiladi never made it to the reunion. She was a no-show, and it was allegedly because of a health scare. I'm going to say allegedly because I don't believe me anyway. Anyway, so she says that she has no interest to returning to the Mummy Club season 4. She sat down with Palesa Marisogwani to say that. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
So are you going back to the next season?
No, why not? No, no. I think we get into these things thinking that hunale an open policy, you know, hunale transparency, hunale, it's not the case. People have their own agendas, like also us as the cast, we came in with our own agendas. Production has got their own agendas, whatever that they want to achieve. Yeah, and also the audience have their own agendas as well. Media has their own agenda. And it's unfortunate. It's not a space where I have the control. So I'd like to be in positions where I can control. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's that on that. I don't think we're going to miss her. She can definitely leave reality TV. And I also feel like the Mummy Club just needs some spice, man. Just needs some. Mrs. Mops should have never left the show. I think she was quite a brilliant cast member. And I think more content. When I watch the Mummy Club, let me say the Mummy Club, Pretoria. And I say Pretoria because this owns, you know,
Mensa. So the Mummy Club, it's similar to King Durban Housewives.
Nope. So the content is supposed to be different. With the Mummy Club, it's supposed to focus on mommies being mommies, really.
Okay.
And motherhood, their journeys and motherhood, and so forth. Hence, I think for this season, Happy Simelani definitely can stay. I can definitely keep her for season 3 because in there we see her struggling to raise the teenager, which is Titi.
Okay.
Utiti uyaganga sana. She's just being a teenager. She's going to Magubenjalo.
Yeah.
And for some reason, her age is such a mystery on the show, and I don't understand why. And my qualm with that is that she's speaking about being babalazed, and I don't know if she's really 18 yet, and she's not. So yeah, but yeah, I think that's a whole different interview to have. But I think also with Happy there, I think her motherhood journey is quite interesting, but her also not wanting to disclose the age. And I think it's because she's quite condoning certain things about the behavior, like going to the club with your mom. Like this is so many things there that I just feel are very questionable, but we can definitely keep her for this season. I kind of want Mrs. J to come, but she's going to have a lot of... Her ancestral calling does, you know, kind of hinder some of their scenes. I think they were supposed to go paintballing, but they couldn't because they were in nature. Mm-hmm. And so, amadlozi wakhe wazowavuka. But I feel like I like her energy a bit. I want to keep her. Osange, I'm tired of her lies. So maybe we can still keep her because she's a liar. Who else was on this season? There were a couple of people. Yeah, those are the memorable ones. Unoxi, I'm going to bring her. I want her to still be in the show because she comes with Rosette. And
Rosette Ngwane.
Uzane drama sana. So, yeah. Oh, I said a lot about the Mummy Club. Anyway, the difference is, I was still explaining the difference. The Mummy Club is more about mummy content. And then Real Housewives is more about
lifestyle.
I'll say that. Definitely that. And housewives. So, yeah, that's that on that. We'll move on because I said, I thought I said a mouthful. Ooh, and, you know, we need to be together here. So, moving right along. I don't know if you remember Love Never Lies on Netflix. That's the one that was hosted by
Mini.
There we go. So the former cast members.
Those guys from Cape Town.
Clay and Wilfred.
Yeah. They moved to Joburg.
Together. Yay. I love this.
I've been watching those shows.
Yes. So now they've broken up, sadly.
The writing was always on the wall.
I really had hopes for them because they kind of alluded to them getting married at some point.
No, I'm saying the writing was always on the wall because even on the show, Gileba Batesta, you remember?
Yeah.
Barba Kopaneli Batubabangu.
Okay. No, I really had I had high hopes for this couple. I don't want to keep people in a relationship that they don't want. And of course, I don't have that power. I just feel like they just worked well together. So love and light to them. They've announced their relationship or that the fact that they've parted ways. It was an emotional decision, they say. It didn't come easy. It happened a few months ago. They decided to separate because they were hurting each other somehow and they needed to grow. Wilfred was like, he needed to choose himself and all of that. Woo, imagine being in a breakup and having to move and like, yo. Because I'm just like, there's so many things that changed from friendships that you created together, places that you used to go together. What the fact that they moved into a space together and then one of them had to, Utle still stays in the place where they stay together. So, hey, kunige
nje. Yeah, but when breakup strikes. You'll see. When days are dark, friends are few.
Friends are few. Yeah, shame, man. Wish him all the best. I see Utle is doing very well on social media in terms of his content and he's getting some endorsements and brand partnerships. And I really wish the best also to Wilfred. And I'm not taking sides. Just like Clay's content. Clay. It's eating, you know.
Clay one, then.
Utle is this one. The one who does not dress up too much.
Okay, yeah. Like about one.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's that on that. Favorite part of the segment, what are you watching right now?
I haven't been watching TV.
Okay, I've been watching Skeem Saam, and I'm coming with the updates.
I haven't been watching TV because I'm under enormous stress.
Okay.
Of a breakup.
Okay, you can relate to Clay.
Just that I was in the mood to watch TV. I've been watching YouTube, PTD stuff.
Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
There we go. That's still something that you're watching. Tell us about what you're watching. It's still on YouTube. We are not even going to say much. I mean, of course, the trial has begun. I think a lot of things out of the P. Diddy trial that have been interesting for me is just to hear that this man was really doing these things for me. And I know that's very mild. Like, what exactly am I saying? The mom saying that
The mom,
So Cassie's mom obviously had to testify. So she mentioned that Cassie basically had never spoken about the alleged abuse that she suffered, right?
Mm-mm.
Until on Christmas Day, where she had to go home. And then the mother and the family saw that, hey, bruh, you have bruises and stuff on your body. What the hell is going on? So then at some point, Cassie's mom has an tries to have a physical altercation with Diddy, but there was somebody in the middle. I just forget the guy's name.
Not D-Rock.
D-Rock. Okay. There we go. So because obviously she was quite upset. Like, what the hell are you doing with my child? There's just so many things that are just unfolding. I'm trying to figure out which ones were just too alarming. That's one, though.
The friend said
There's cars blowing up.
Kid Cudi,
which is my favorite artist. And you know what, now I understand why he's not okay. He's not okay, my brother. And you know what? It's Diddy's fault.
But I think Diddy will tap out.
You think so?
Why? Like, every day, we are caught. Utra dilo tse utsa mo dietsa ko kongwane wa batho. Like I think,
but you did them.
Yeah, but he can't take it, and he can't take it anymore. Serious. Utlo bona. He's going to tap out. To plea. Give me that plea, then I sign it, and I drunk on. That's it. Worst part also, but he not say he was doing it when he was when intoxicated. He was
under the influence, allegedly, yeah.
Because no result of the witnessing to him.
And witnesses, hey, yeah.
And already, but now my twins are high. They're no longer coming to court. After day one, it was enough.
It is, because, but, I mean, there's a lot of things that have been said in court that are just a bit gruesome. They're just too much to handle. And I don't think the twins, as young as they are, should be in court. But of course, yes, to support your dad. I think for Cassie, I just feel for her to be in court while pregnant, I wonder what she's going through, especially because she's heavily pregnant. And you know, ikantolo, inama energies and all of that. So, I mean, I hope it does not affect her in any way.
But in that IK, Akfani, he's strong.
Very supportive as well. Because he used to be Daddy's fitness trainer.
Whoa, nice.
So,
now it makes sense. It makes sense. Or Nafetola recalls why didn't paid with the husband. Fofona PD. Now it makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Keeping it local, though, as to what I'm watching, am I really much on YouTube? No. YouTube, I'm watching vlogs because, yeah, they just pass time. Just make them play in the background so people can get paid. That's what I do. Somehow, that's my giving back.
And plus, Chris Brown is out, isn't it?
Chris Brown is out?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 million bail. £5 million bail.
Shout out.
Yeah, you'll get it back.
Are we still a fan of Chris Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, number one.
We'll just let that ride. Angas. Mina, I'm watching Skeem Saam, and it's really been giving. Okay.
Forget that. That those scenes won't come back ever again on TV. They won't. If it is.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like this is like this? Yeah, first of all, this week's episode was about now reconciliation. Utibos has cheated before, so he might have to take her back. Now, the family Yaga Mapitsi has brought her back. She's quite ashamed. She has to now apologize. I was so frustrated because I was like, I need to know what's going to happen. Like, are you going to take him? Are you going to take her back? I think they're going to end up together. I think that's my prediction. And that's going to be like a boring story. So they're going to move on to Rachel Kunutu and Maruti, who are going to bring in the drama. That's that on that. What else am I watching? The reunion of Mummy Club Part 2 is coming out today. So I'll definitely be watching that so we can catch up. All right. That's it. That's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember, you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iyono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisel Life. This Chisel Pod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also have a listen to our other podcasts. We have Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. I am joined by the journalist with green hair for now, saying goodbye.
I'm Khomotso Mkhanele, saying happy payday.